It's Marketplace Tech for Tuesday the 12th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Who's that sitting over near First Lady Michelle Obama tonight at the President's State of the Union address? Word is it's going to be Apple CEO Tim Cook. The speech will no doubt address jobs and immigration reform. But how high a priority does the administration place on innovation and technology? In recent days, we spoke with Todd Park, the White House Chief Technology Officer, who's been working to attract tech entrepreneurs into government service.
We have a president who is incredibly passionate about the power of technology innovation to improve government.
On Thursday, the president will take some of his State of the Union ideas and do a Google Plus online hangout, 4:50 in the afternoon Eastern Time. The online video Q&A will be town hall style, but the questions will be curated, or vetted, if you prefer. Some politicians have become leery of the free-for-alls that can happen in some other online formats.
Marketplace Tech is supported by Reputation.com, helping professionals and businesses look their best when people search for them online. Learn more at Reputation.com. And by the National Geographic Channel, presenting Killing Lincoln, based on the novel by Bill O'Reilly and Martin Dugard. Killing Lincoln premieres this Sunday at 8 p.m.
The Wall Street Journal and other media are reporting that the people who brought you the iPhone are working on some sort of iWristwatch. Wearable electronics seem to be heading our way, but it's not clear Apple would want to take the plunge into a market that is only just now being explored by the Pebble, a stylish digital device for the wrist that was crowdfunded through Kickstarter. Molly Wood is executive editor at CNET and a familiar voice on this program.
You know, I think the expectation is that if Apple is going to do it, they're going to go above and beyond. They're going to make it amazing in some way that it was previously not amazing. And honestly, I think that the biggest step they could take in that direction would be to make a smartwatch that is, in fact, attractive, which was not true of the Nano watches or really any smartwatch to date, although the Pebble looks the best.
Well, let's talk about that. I mean, where might this leave the Kickstarter crowdfunded project that's getting all this attention? The Pebble is very sleek, and it's an electronic wristwatch.
And it's shipping, which is a benefit that it has over the rumored Apple iWatch, which, you know, that's a device that I would expect we will not see for some time. So I think that, you know, Pebble and Martian and all of the companies that are in the smartwatch business right now, or at least trying to kind of create this market all over again, are probably very nervous. But I am frankly pretty skeptical that we're going to see this watch from Apple, at least anytime soon.
In the end, though, what would a Apple Watch do with its presumably tiny little screen?
The question of what a smartwatch does has yet to be answered. People are excited about the idea that the Pebble can alert them when they're getting a phone call. But is that such a big problem? I just don't know what Apple could offer in a watch that would make it so much more valuable. I think wearables have a lot of potential, but I think the watch actually is still limited because of the screen size and the, you don't want it to light up in the movies. And people buy watches for style, not necessarily all these functions.
Molly Wood also hosts CNET's show Always On. Molly, thank you.
My pleasure.
And the founder of Tesla Motors is breathing fire about a New York Times piece critical of the winter performance of his company's new Model S sedan. A Times man tried to drive from the nation's capital to Boston to test Tesla's claim that the gasless trip is possible via two charging stations en route. The Times reports the car died on a Connecticut highway ramp, but Tesla's Elon Musk is tweeting that the article is a, quote, fake, and that the reporter didn't charge fully and took a detour that added mileage. To support this claim, Musk is promising to make the car's logs public. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.